big events. Another big event, because we saw last time it was a big event. Went in the desert, they disobeyed God and died. And God said, all that generation of, well, the fighting men, basically, they're not going to enter into my rest. They're not going to go into the promised land because they disobeyed. They were fearful. They thought, God isn't with us. God can't beat the giants or whatever they saw as standing in their way. It's all too much. Fortified cities, it's all too much. God wasn't pleased because that's unbelief. That's saying, no, God can't do this. When God has said, I will do this. And say, no, God can't do this. That's called unbelief. And God was not pleased with them. So they spent all those years, as we were seeing, just wandering, going from place to place, the pillar of cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night, pitching the tabernacle, the big tent where they were to worship God, wherever God said. But then the day came when all that generation, bar Caleb and Joshua, had died. And then Moses himself died. And because he had, well, he had been a bit rash and impetuous on one occasion, God had said, you will not enter the land. You can go on a mountain and I will show you it. God fulfilled that promise, but Moses died there because it was to be Joshua, who was now, next big event, going to take them into the promised land, the conquest of Canaan, the land that God had promised and in which previously Abraham had been a stranger, had to live in a tent in it, but God said, this will be your descendants' land. And all the rest of his family just lived in tents. And then, of course, they went to Egypt, so they're miles away from the land, but the promise still stood, and now the promise is fulfilled. All of that land now lay before them, and God, with supernatural power, was with them. So, you know, Jericho and this walled city as a kind of the city of cities. This was the big one here, right at the beginning. You got Jericho, walled around, powerful king, got an army there. But as you know, they circled the city and God had shown them, this is how it's going to fall. Carrying the Ark of the Covenant round, then seven times on the last day, and the trumpet blast and the shout, and the walls collapsed. Showing us, isn't it? God's promise is going to come true. He parted the Jordan so they could get over there. And then the conquest and all the defeats of the kings that stood against them and the armies that came against them, and give or take a few setbacks, basically. What a conquest. How God showed he was with Joshua and all his army, even making the sun stand still once in order that Joshua could gain victory over his enemies. So it's an upsider here. This is a real moment here. The promise of God fulfilled to Abraham, take you to a land and show you a land. It will be where your descendants will live. And now it's there. And they have their various tribes, all those sons of Jacob, the different tribes here, and one parcel of land there, and all carefully worked out. And it was all there before them, great successes they'd had. And now the moment for the tribes to go and to take possession of their bits of land, their allotted portion. God had been with them so far, and they had all of that message ringing in their ears. So there we are. We're going to finish there on the upside, right? Because after that, well, we're going to go to the downside again. It's a pattern, you see, somewhere in this. But there's the promise that God has made, and he doesn't ever let go of any of his promises, all of his word that he has spoken, all of the good things, as Joshua said to them. Not one of them has failed. Not one of them has failed. And now is the real big outcome of it. There they are, crossed over the Jordan. They're in the promised land. Promised land, that's it. Who promised it? It was God. It's now their possession. Well, really, we should say to them, take hold of it. Go and enjoy it. God is with you. What could possibly go wrong? Next week, we'll just have a little look at what happened next in the Promised Land. Well, we take our hymn books again, and it's number 146. Praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer.